All right. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hello. How's everybody doing today?
We're all the hosts.
We're here, back again for another year.
Another year. So I'm just going to tell everybody a little bit about us. We are the Winnipeg Time Travelers, and we provide historic costume social events in the Winnipeg vicinity, which reflect the most enjoyable aspects of past eras. Do you love to dress Victorian? Does the Flapper or Regency era appeal to you more? How about 19th century fine ladies, gents, or even pirates? How about letting your imagination come to life with some steampunk? Time Travelers covers a range of eras. On our webpage, you can find a lot of information about historical costuming in Winnipeg. Time Travelers scheduled upcoming events, activities in which you can participate, and photos from our past events. Events may include trips to historic sites, rides on vintage transportation, tours of museums, walk through the exchange district, dinners, Victorian teas, picnics, and whatever satisfies your desires. They're always fun for singles, couples, and families. Every attempt is made to keep costs super reasonable, so don't worry about that. Time Travelers social activities are produced by our members, and all are encouraged to participate in planning and creating the events. A fun way to wear costumes in Winnipeg. Everyone with an interest in history and costuming is welcome, so that means everybody. Costumes need not to be elaborate or expensive. We ask only that those who attend an event make an attempt at period costume to add to the atmosphere and enjoyment of any occasion we do. Help with costumes is always available from any one of our members. You can check us out at www.wpgtimetravelers.webs.com, or you can shoot us an email at wgptimetravelers@gmail.com. Again, that's wgptimetravelers@gmail.com.
And you can also catch us at Facebook, too. Just look for WPG Time Travelers.
What's this Facebook thing?
I know you don't need this anymore, but.
So now I think we should introduce ourselves.
Sounds good. You want to start?
No.
All right, I can start. I was the one that was just yapping up a storm there, and my name's Harley.
I'm usually Pat.
And I'm Jeff.
And I'm Rob.
And we are the Winnipeg Time Travelers.
Slow clap.
Slow clap.
And we're here on 95.9 FM doing the DIY
culture day.
Exactly. So we'll start off with, I guess, my half an hour, And I'm going to make my trip across Canada from coast to coast to coast. And let's start off at the East Coast with some Stomping Tom Connors doing a Newfie song.
I have to interject for a second. Do you have friends or family there?
Nope. I just love it. I know everybody asks us when we travel out there why we're doing it. Just love it.
And all these songs are in celebration of Canada's 150th, right?
Yes. 150th year of Confederation.
That's a super big deal.
Not its birthday.
Not its birthday.
No. But we'll start with Stomping Tom, the Newfoundland, and then we'll hit Anne Murray and Guess, which are the Rankins, Rita McNeil, the Men of Deep, and a few others, all stars from the East Coast. And then we'll hit with the last song, being Natalie McMaster and with Cookie Ranklin.
Okay. All
right. Now another little story about The Newfoundlanders that are half an hour ahead of the rest of us. We got to correct that a little bit. It's all goes by the moon, you know. You might think it's goofy, but the man in the moon is a newbie, sailing on the glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing on the glory, away in the golden dory. Cutfish Dan from Newfoundland, he dreamt that he had three wishes. He took Mars and all the stars, and he turned them into big fishes. He said the sky was much too dry, and he made a wavy motion. And the moon like a boat began to float upon the starry ocean. And you might think it's goofy, but the man in the moon is a newfie, sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. One night he strayed to the Milky Way to cast his nets upon it. When he spied the tail of what he thought was a whale, he harpooned Halley's Comet. He never had a pot for the fish that he caught, so he had to use the Big Dipper. And the sun, by Jove, was a very good stove for cooking up smelts and kippers. You might think it's goofy, but the man in the moon is an oofie, sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. The northern lights have seemed so bright, like nothing could be grander. While they're just waves of the moon boat made by the Newfoundland commander. And don't you sigh and say, oh my, what gross exaggeration. He'll tell you the dream was true when Codfish Dan awakens. You might think it's goofy, but the man in the moon is a newfie, sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. You might think it's goofy, but the man in the moon is a newfie, sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory. Sailing on to glory, away in the golden dory.
This song was written 7 years ago by Cape Breton's Leon Dubinsky. Since then, it has increased steadily in popularity as a signature song for the Rankin family and as a symbol of our times. Rise Again is about survival, the power of the ocean, and the importance of family and children in our lives.
When the waves roll on over the waters and the ocean cries, look to our sons and daughters to explain our lives. As if a child could tell us why, sure as the sun rises, sure as the sea, sure as the wind in the trees, we rise.
is my log is fine and be me be my log is sound to learn a cut again to cost you get again you be to learn a cut again to cost you get again you be to learn a cut again to cost you get again you be fine and be me be my log is sound fine and be me.
Pig. It's the summertime, living is easy, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Now, how was that for the East Coast?
Ooh, well, I enjoyed
it. That was cool.
A couple of my followers on Facebook were saying that they love Stompin' Tom, and it reminds them of a Halifax kitchen party in the all sorts of Maritimes places, but Halifax the most.
It's not, oh, Halifax and everywhere else you can think about that way.
Right?
There's a lot.
I've never been, but maybe one day I'll be able to see it.
There is a world beyond Toronto. Yeah.
No, well, and Winnipeg, because that's the only place I've been.
Well, this past summer, Patrick and I kind of took a little trip to Cape Breton, checked out the Rankin's bar, the Little Red Shoe. Checked out the Stompin' Tom Museum that just opened this year on Canada Day.
They have a whole museum?
Yes.
That's amazing.
It was awesome.
It's in his old schoolhouse is what it is. It's in Skinner's Pond in PEI.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So do they have the first piece of wood that he was stomping on?
No, but they kept the outhouse.
Oh.
There you go.
And then we seen Nellie McMaster for Canada Day with her family.
Oh, no way.
It was awesome.
And don't forget about the Men in the Deeps. We saw an entire group, Men in the Deeps. They're all together for the first time in like 40 years, they said. And we got to see them just by fluke. They're all there the same night we were there.
And then did a little quick stop at Rita's Tea Room as well. So
so when you were over in the Maritimes, did you try, what's that called, Screech?
Oh, yeah. Yes. We got screeching three, four times in one afternoon evening.
Three times in one day.
And then we went to this little bar in St. John's. I won't advertise it too much, but it's called, Oh, that brain fart. I can't remember. That's how good it was.
That's how good the screech was.
But you try walking back to the B&B uphill in heels when you're bent over and cause you're just cramping up and everything. And
I got to say, that sounds a bit like a nightmare to me.
Well, it's the only way to experience St. John's is to have experienced it that way.
Yeah.
That is a picture I don't want to see.
Fiddlers, that's the name of the bar. Tiny little hole in the wall bar.
Oh, don't give me any screech then.
Oh, yeah. It's actually in that show, Republic of Doyle.
Yeah, it is. It's a background scene in it. Yep.
Yeah, so let's travel a little bit west to Quebec and Ontario. We got, this is the Log Driver Waltz, but in the French version. And plus, an old TV show. I'm sure those maybe 40-some years old would recognize it quickly. Okay.
Demandez aux demoiselles du canton à quoi elles pensent quand le printemps s'annonce. Elles vous diront peut-être, mêlez-vous de bons oignons. Mais nous primons la valse du maître draveur. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui flanchent. Ainsi son corps maîtrise l'art de la valse. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui dansent. Le maître draveur charme énormément. Quand la trave s'achève, j'aime bien m'en aller. Guetter les gars trimés sur la rivière. Et sachant qu'au soir, ils s'amèneront veiller. Je songe à la valse de mon maître draveur. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui flanchent. Ainsi son corps maîtrise l'art de la valse. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui dansent. Le maître draveur charme énormément. J'ai bien dû satisfaire aux vœux de mes parents. Les sourires aux bourgeois et aux fils d'avocats. À ces princes charmants, aux pieds d'éléphant. Je préfère les grâces de mon maître draveur. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui flanchent. Ainsi son corps maîtrise l'art de la valse. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui dansent. Le maître draveur charme énormément. J'ai de beaux prétendants, mais il n'y en a guère qui ont le savoir-faire de mon gars de la rivière. Quand la trave sera finie, il n'aura qu'à demander pour valser ensemble chez monsieur le curé. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui flanchent. Ainsi son corps maîtrise l'art de la valse. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui dansent. Le maître draveur charme énormément. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui flanche, et si son corps maîtrise l'art de la valse, il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui dansent. Mon maître draveur charme énormément. Il s'est voltigé sur les billots qui dansent. Mon maître draveur charme énormément.
Tomorrow, I wanna settle down until tomorrow. tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on down this road that never seems to end. A new adventure lies just around the bend. So if you want to join me for a while, just grab your hat, we'll travel like that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I want to settle down. Until tomorrow, the whole world is my home. There's a world that's waiting to unfold, a brand new tale no one has ever told. We've journeyed far, but you know it won't be long. We're almost there, we've paid our fare with a hobo song. Maybe tomorrow I'll find what I call home. Until tomorrow, you know I'm free to roam. So if you want to join me for a while, just grab your hat, we'll travel like that's hobo style. Maybe tomorrow I want to settle down. Until tomorrow, I'll just keep moving on. Until tomorrow, the whole world is my home.
Uptown, downtown, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Simmy in my heels and ting, them checks say we hip and ting.
Weather. It's raining.
Welcome back to CKUW. So I'm going to do a little bit of a weather report. Yay. So tonight is going to be clear, wind becoming south, 20 kilometers an hour after midnight, and low 6. There's going to be a mix of sun and cloud for Saturday. Wind south, 20 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, increasing to 40, gusting to 60 in the late afternoon. High 21 with a UV index 4 or moderate. And of course, Saturday night, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers overnight, wind south 40 kilometers, gusting to 60 and low 15. So we're still having some nice weather, I think.
Yay!
And if you believe that, good for you.
Perfect for tomorrow's party.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And what's the party called?
Nuit Blanche. We'll be out there for that one.
So that music that we just played, that was from Quebec and Ontario, right?
Yes. Yep.
So I know as Canadians, the first thing a lot of us think of when we think of Quebec is what? Poutine, right? Quebec created poutine.
I think of history.
You think of history? What do you think of?
CBC Lumberjacks.
Yeah, that's true.
I think of French people, but whatever.
Well, I'm going to go to food all the time, so I'm going to go with poutine. And real poutine, none of that shredded cheese stuff.
Isn't he like the premier or whatever of Russia?
Oh, no.
But he's got a nice chest.
Way to ruin good food.
So, should we come to our stomping grounds, the prairies?
Oh, of course.
And then drift off to the west for a little train ride.
Don't let your dog.
Train trip.
Careful, your dog's going to run out, but don't worry, you'll see him.
Not the prairie dog central that we'll be hitting on. Yeah. It'll be the Kettle Valley.
Oh.
Yes. Okay. I'd love to hit that steam train. And then we'll finish up and up north with some Inuit music for my end of the half an hour anyways. So let's hit it.
All right.
Thank you. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof. I could ride inside, but what's the use? So I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley Line. I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley Line. I order my meals through the ventilator. They taste no worse than safe tipping the waiter. So I order my meals through the ventilator on the Kettle Valley Line. I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley Line. I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley Line. I buy a sandwich from the cook, and he pockets my money, the dirty crook. When I buy a sandwich from the cook on the Kettle Valley Line. The railway bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley Line. The railway bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley Line. The railway bulls are gentlemen, we'll never see their like again. Yes, the railway bulls are gentlemen on the Kettle Valley Line. They tip their hats and they call you sir on the Kettle Valley Line. They tip their hats and they call you sir on the Kettle Valley Line. They tip their hats and call you sir, then chuck you in the local stir. But they tip their hats and they call you sir on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line. I always ride up on the roof. I could ride inside, but what's the use? So I always ride up on the roof on the Kettle Valley Line.
Broadcasting from the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yeah, you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM on the radio in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Sometimes the biggest risk isn't the emergency. It could be you. Put yourself in our boots. When you get behind the wheel, pay attention, avoid distractions, and yield the right of way to emergency vehicles. Find out more at ourboots.ca. This message brought to you by the John Petropoulos Memorial Fund.
It's time now for CKUW's event guide. From concert and club listings to community announcements, we help you keep in touch with what's going on in Winnipeg. So the first event I'm going to talk about is run by the University of Winnipeg Downtown Big Band. Do you play trumpet, trombone, or piano? Join us Sundays 10:30 to 12, room 2C0W, U of W. All levels are welcome, and you can visit uwbigband@gmail.com. For another event that's ongoing in Winnipeg is the Vegan Vegetarian Cooking Classes. It's run by Mary Jane's Cooking School. Prepare wholesome and delicious dishes using seasonal vegetables, legumes, grains, nuts, and seeds. Take home what you prepare. 4 afternoons or 4 evenings, and the cost is $160. It is from Tuesday, October 17th, 24th, and 31st, and November 7th. Tuesdays starting September 19th and 26th, and October 3rd and 10th, from 6 to 8:30 p.m. You can call 204-775-2522. Those are a few events listed in the guide. If you want us to add your event to the guide, please drop by CKUW. You can email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca or give us a call at 204-786-9782.
We're back.
We are back.
We are so back. Anyways, so the last song that was played.
The last song was Susan Eglekark singing OCM. And before that, it was John Bartlett with Rika Rupsad singing the Kettle Valley Line. Oh. And before that was Manitoba's own Sierra Noble doing the Red River Jig, which Patrick was jigging out. A big storm outside.
And that was all for the prairies, right?
Nope, just the Sierra Nobles.
The Sierra Noble ones from the prairie? Well,
we went west, then up north.
Who's from Winnipeg has heard of Sierra Noble for sure.
Oh, of course, definitely. But anyways, I think it's time to reintroduce ourselves.
For sure.
So my name is Rob.
I'm Harley.
I'm Pat. Sometimes.
And I'm Jeff.
And we are Winnipeg Time Travelers.
And we're here till at least 9 o'clock tonight. So now I've taken over the airwaves.
Or 10:30 in Newfoundland.
Of course, in Newfoundland, right? They're always ahead of us. So
3.5 hours.
No.
If I remember right. 2.5.
2.5.
2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the first song I picked tonight is called Ted Knight, Hi Guys. From the album Ted Knight, Hi Guys, released in 1975, where he used the tagline, Hi Guys, on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
That's being followed by Who Shot JR from the album Who Shot JR, released in 1980 from the famous cliffhanger at the time off of Dallas.
You're stopping a bar for a couple of drinks.
I went
down
with
a lot of juice. Two ladies give you a wink and a wave. You walk into their noose. Because when you ask their names, one says, I'm Percy, this is Bruce. Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
The girl you're dating is at your pad. You're cozier than lambs. A guy comes splintering right through your door with fists as big as hams. You didn't know the girl was married to a tackle on the Rams.
Hi, guy. How you doing, guy?
See you, guy. You're out there taking an evening stroll to catch your favorite sight. That girl who puts her nightgown on with blinds drawn up at night. You feel a hand on your shoulder and see a flashing light. Hi, guy. Hi, guy. Hi, guy. You're out in the woods when nature calls. You take the easy way. You find a tree, and when you're done, the tree is heard to say, you just destroyed my camouflage. I'm really a green beret. Oh, hi, guy. Oh, I'm sorry, guy. Goodbye, guy. Too bad, guy.
People all hate him so, and why they shot him, I'll never know. He's the star of the picture show, JR. Besides, he's just trying to get ahead. Oh, Lord, please tell me he can't be dead, JR. Not my hero. Like a Texas rattler, he would coil, molested the women and stole the cocktail oil. But with two quick shots, he got foiled, JR. Stop picking on that man in a Stetson hat. He's just trying to run a business now. What's wrong with that? Well, they ain't blind. Sue Ellen could have shot him, that's obvious and all. But she's been drinking again and she couldn't hit a wall. Bobby and Pam, they have reasons for sure. But I think both of them would just be too pure. That Friday night he was working late. The night the old boy was to meet his fate, there was a lot of hate in that 38 for JR. Some goody two shoes done blowed him away. Well, we'll see what them Hollywood writers have to say for JR. But you can't be sure of his demise. Who knows where the real truth lies? One thing's for sure, we all love to despise JR. Good old JR. Now let's deduce this thing here. Cliff Barnes, he promised to do JR, yeah. And so did Von Leland, his banker and ex-friend. Little Lucy's no angel like you think she'd be. And Alan Beebe seems pretty darn suspicious to me. I wonder if it's Ray, but has he got a reason? We won't know that till sometime next season. But if it's a case of jaded love, Kristen could have done it, that poor Salter. She could have shot J.R.
Was little John. You see, he was a midget, and he crawled up the stairs of that office building.
Don't be silly.
It was him.
Now, fellow Americans, I would like to tell you who I think it was. I think it was Ronald Reagan or John Anderson. Or John Anderson or Ronald Reagan.
Indecision, indecision.
Nah, man, it was Howard Cosell. Because he was the most hated man on TV. The JR come along, it had to be Howard Cosell.
Oh, now, my friends, listen to me. I'll tell you who shot JR. Whoop, hallelujah, it was Satan or Fred Severin. Oh, who did it? I can't wait till September. I gotta know now.
Who shot JR? Was it you? Was it you? I know it's somebody out there that shot my man.
What's up, Winnipeg? You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
Alrighty, and we're back. I love that show, and I love that character, JR. Oh.
And my followers on Facebook were saying how funny it actually is, and they didn't realize that he did a song like that. So,
oh. Yeah,
that was, what, 40 years ago? 50 years ago?
1980, so it's... It wasn't yesterday.
47 years?
Yeah, 47 years
back
ago.
When we back when we still had Farmer Vision.
So, but yes, you're listening to Rob's Radio Rustic TV Programming kind of show.
Or just tiny TV show.
Well, that's it.
You could just go with Rob's Random Show.
Oh, that could be that too.
That might sound a little bit better than your 8-hour introduction.
Yeah, that's true. By the time I'm done the introduction, the show's over. But, so I picked songs from TV shows, as you could tell from the last two, that either the character or they're singing about a character. So either the character sung it or it was singing about a character. So,
which I find just absolutely delightful, because I didn't even know half these songs existed until you were telling me about it for the last, I don't know, 3 months.
Well, so. Yes, unfortunately, it was like I'm picking my songs way before anybody else does, because I had a feeling we'd be here again tonight.
You are super organized.
I am. And you know what? I love doing this.
I love it.
It is the Culture Days at TKUW is the best.
I agree.
It is.
Like you said, I like to hear my own voice, so it helps.
Yeah, well, it's true too, eh? And the staff here is so friendly. We just said, hey, can we play these songs? And they're like, yep, we can get them for you.
And we even chased out Dave.
There we go, right?
The littlest hobo did that.
Yeah, poor guy went ran out of here screaming.
The littlest hobo, thank you. I cannot remember.
You couldn't remember that song?
No, well, for some reason I had White Fang stuck in my head, and I thought that that was from White Fang.
No,
don't
you're
judge
wrong.
Me. Don't you dare judge me.
You kiddies.
We won't be using her for any TV trivia questions.
No.
Not at least bit. Okay, so now we're going to listen to Ted Cassidy as the Lurch from the Addams Family, followed by Vittles with the Beverly Hillbillies.
We thought
just stand there, lurch. Ah, good. Now you've got it.
Okay, lurch. Thanks a lot for turning us on.
You're welcome.
To a dance that we can do to any song.
Anytime.
Groovy, always where it's at. CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
It was Cocaine Incorporated.
Turn out in Toledo to watch a man come marching home.
players will live on. Laughter was the remedy you prescribed for every wound. Even suicide was painless. You even laughed at doom. Every week it was something that needed to be shown. You sometimes hid the message, but you always brought it home. Goodbye, Hawkeye, so long, Houlihan. BJ and Quinger, Winchester and Father Mulcahy and Colonel Potter's gone. The party is over, but the players will live on. Goodbye, Hawkeye, so long, Houlihan. BJ and Quinger, Winchester and Father Mulcahy and Colonel Potter's gone. The party is over, but the players will live on.
All right, and we are back. So I'm just going to tell you about the current weather right now. So the current conditions in Winnipeg at the Forks are 14 degrees Celsius with a humidity level of 55%. The wind is southwest 2 kilometers an hour, and the pressure is 102.6 kilopascals and falling. So we're going to have a nice night overnight. It's going to be clear. And on Saturday, there's going to be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 21. And Saturday night, it's going to be a chance of showers, of course, with 15 overnight.
Ooh, we don't want rain.
I know.
No.
Well, it's better than snow as the alternative.
Well, that's true. But tomorrow night, everybody's going to be out for Nuit Blanche.
That is true.
That's true, right? And that is a lot of fun to do that. So the last song we just heard was The Party's Over, Everybody's Gone. That was done with, of course, the last episode of MASH that was released in 1983.
MASH was my mom's favorite TV show.
Oh, was it?
I've watched all of the repeats. I know a lot about MASH. It's been a while.
Well, when you say repeats, that's pretty bad because I remember the originals.
You were watching the original
ones.
That's
right. There was no repeats when I was doing it.
Unfortunately, I was not born at that time.
Oh, really?
I know. I say unfortunately because the world wasn't whole without me.
We weren't ready for you yet.
You weren't ready for me yet.
We weren't ready for
you. You're barely ready for me now.
Well, there's that to you, eh? So, anyhow, what else can we chat about for a little while?
Well, we can talk about some of the other shows that you used to watch where we didn't have time to get through all of the theme songs. So what was your favorite show?
When I was growing up, my favorite show was, actually I had lots of them. When I grew up with the TV.
Right.
That was. Our babysitter, that was our TV, was the babysitter. Mom and Dad would plunk us in front of the TV set and watch it, and that was it. Growing up, we also had two stations, CBC and then CKY.
We were just talking about that.
We were.
I remember CKY on the farm. It was a big dial TV, and I only had CKY and CBC, and they both played hockey most of the time.
Did your grandma ever make you turn the TV off when there's lightning storm going on?
Oh, of course. Yeah. You can't have the TV on when there's lightning.
Oh, no. Couldn't do that. We used to have the tinfoil on the rabbit ears as well.
Which would be, I think, worse to conduct lightning than as opposed to having it on.
That's true.
The only thing better than that would be tinfoil hats, right?
That's true. Don't go outside in tinfoil hats.
Now they tell me that.
What I used to do was just hook up the Atari and start playing.
Oh,
they
yes.
They need enough for that.
Yes.
Never had that.
In my day, it was the original Nintendo.
Never had that either.
Oh, no.
I remember seeing Coleco 64, but I could never get the thing to work.
Oh, no.
Never had that either. We had a stick. That was it. So, All right, so the last song I picked is Fonzie's Dies With Us, released in 1985.
That's from the Happy Days, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We got a little bit of trouble going on.
Oh, no.
One moment, let's stick with technical difficulties, so we're just going to take a look. Ah, oh, there we go. No, the one above it.
Number 8 on the playlist.
We are going with number 8 on the playlist.
So we're having fun on here at 95.9 FM, doing the DIY.
Okay. So all right, here we go.
We all used to watch the same shit on TV, so now we all share a cultural literacy. But kids today, it's like an online potpourri. So Fonzie, he dies with us. Oh, no. Let's take care of ourselves. Eat well and exercise too. We have to survive. This isn't just about you. Think of Hot Lips, Venus Flytrap, and Mr. Magoo. Lucy, Bokum Nano, Alfalfa, Nanu Nanu, and Fonzie all die with us. We all have to live as long as we can for the plane, Captain Stubing, and the Bionic Man. Tootie, Squiggy, Meathead, Gilligan, and Jan. Don't let your health checkup linger. Have your doc use his finger. Call your doc and ask her to put your boobs in that smasher, cause Fonzie, he dies with us. Elizabeth is the big one. Swimming pools, movie stars. I want to live in a world where people know what those are. So let's live, live in our health. We must foster, because hey, Mr. Kanta, live long and prosper. Come back here, you crazy aunt. Oh, Mr. Grant, yabba dabba do. And I pity the fool, Captain Kirk, cousin it. And Mel, kiss my grits. And Jeannie Dobie Gillis, what you talking about, Willis? And Fonzie. That all dies with us.
Alrighty. So we're back again, as you can tell.
We are back.
We are back. So.
So what was that one from?
That one was just a local guy singing it. Well, I shouldn't say local, but just he's trying to do a song. Anyways, it was just remembering the songs that we used to watch when we were kids. Like All in the Family or Welcome Back, Cotter.
You're talking about TV shows when they had morals and they had some kind of a sense of moral, and you left the show thinking, I'm a better person because I watched this show and I learned something today. And it wasn't all just, you know, bashing each other and whatever. And
you know what? If you really think about it, a lot of the 90s shows were like that too. There was always after school specials. You learned a lot of different things. All that kind of stuff. All the
Murphy Brown and Roseanne.
It was. That was it.
Yeah,
now
definitely.
It's all reality.
Fresh
TV.
Prince. I just marathoned that on Netflix. Really? I advise you to do the same. Oh. Super awesome.
We'll have to do that one.
Even the G.I. Joe cartoon always had some moral thing at the end of the show. So after they blew each other's up, there was a moral thing at the end of the show.
That is very true.
That could explain why the people are so insane today.
It is. TV now, in my opinion, of course, has really gone downhill with all this reality TV. It's
hey, you know. Hey, there's a couple good reality shows that I watch.
Hey, but Rob still watches them.
I do.
Yeah, that's your thing. That's hard. Dude, like,
well, the only good reality show is Ice Pots with Buffalo Airways. That's the only one I like.
Oh, yeah.
And it's all reruns, but I know the airplanes because I worked on a couple of them before.
Oh, well, there you go. All
right.
So I think what we're going to do now is we're going to jump into my set a little bit. All right.
So, yay, Harvey Stern.
And we'll just introduce ourselves again real quick. I'm Harley.
I'm Rob.
I'm Pat.
And I'm Jeff.
All right, and my set is going to be a little unique in comparison to the other sets.
Of course it would be.
Of course. So I have chosen a couple songs that I recorded myself. They're covers done by me of some interesting songs. So the first song I'm going to play is True Colors. It's an acoustic version. To me, it means a lot. You know, everyone's unique to themselves, and you should always be yourself and show your true colors, and that's why I recorded this version. So we're going to play it now.
Oh, cool.
You should have a sound of a Harley when you flip around to intro your show.
I can hear it.
Sad eyes, don't be discouraged, you will realize it's hard to take courage in a world full of people. You can lose sight of it all, and the darkness inside you makes you feel so small. But I see your true colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow. Show me a smile then. Don't be unhappy, can't remember when I saw you laughing. If this world makes you crazy and you've taken all you can bear, you call me up because you know I'll be there. And I'll see your true colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful like a rainbow. I last saw you laughing. If this world makes you crazy and you've taken all you can bear, you call me up because you know I'll be there. And I'll see your true colors shining through. See your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let it show your true colors are shining through. I'll see your true colors. That's why I love you. So don't be afraid to let them show your true colors are beautiful. Like a rainbow.
Oh my God, was that Cyndi Lauper? Like, seriously, was that Cyndi Lauper?
Oh, you're too sweet.
Oh my God, that was so good.
No, it's Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay Lohan.
Oh,
geez. We need to steer away from that one. So that is one of my all-time favorite acoustic versions that I've recorded so far. And I really, that song, thank you.
Slow clap.
Slow clap. That song does mean a lot to me. I used to sing that one for my grandmother as well as a couple of the other ones I'm about to play.
Oh.
Yeah. So the next one is, it's called When I Think About Cheating. Oh. It's super country, so we're going to go like super country right now.
Yeah.
And it's originally by Gretchen Wilson. And here we go.
Golly.
I've never done anything that would ever bring a tear to your eyes. I've never crossed the line or needed an alibi to cover up a lie. But darling, I'll admit there have been times when I could have. The thing that kept me strong is the one thing that is always on my mind. When I think about cheating, I just think about you leaving and how my world would fall to pieces. If I tossed your love away, even when I'm tempted by some stranger, oh, there's never any danger. I just think about you leaving when I think about cheating. Time in Abilene when he said all the things I wanted to hear. It was hard to turn him down between the champagne and the sound of whispers in my ear. But it just took one to step with someone, and I was missing you. You never had a chance, 'cause I broke up the dance before the song was through. When I think about cheating, I just think about you leaving and how my world would fall to pieces. If I tossed your love away, even when I'm tempted by some stranger, oh, there's never any danger. I just think about you leaving when I think about cheating. And when I'm tempted by some stranger, oh, there's never any danger. I just think about you leaving when I think about cheating.
All right, so we are back.
Sweet.
Yes. I got one question to ask you, Harley.
For sure.
Okay, for those that love your music, your sound of the voice and all that,
mm-hmm.
where can we see you perform at karaoke's?
Oh.
Oh, well.
I know you do some regulars.
I do. I like the Viscount, so that's the Viscount on Portage and... No idea.
Everybody knows where that is.
Everyone in Winnipeg should know where the Viscount is.
Polo Park.
Yeah. Polo Park area. I usually go on Saturdays. But okay. I also do like to check it out on Friday sometimes. I might be going tonight. I used to go to the Lincoln, but they changed that now. I know. But I would go to karaoke anytime as long as it's not super busy.
So if you're there and you see Harley put up her name on the board,
for sure,
go up to her and say, you know what, Harley? I heard you on TKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yes, exactly. I believe I'm blushing. I don't know.
Yeah, you are. You are.
But this is super exciting for me.
It is, actually. This
Same
is lots
year.
Of fun.
That's why we do it every year.
It's a blast.
Oh, it's I enjoy it every time. We have so much fun. We talk about everything.
Everything mm-hmm. and anything.
And everyone is so helpful.
They are very helpful here.
And they're all volunteers.
They are.
For us. They're helping us. They're volunteering. They're giving us their time. It's super amazing. And they're awesome hosts here.
They are very awesome.
I agree.
I agree.
For sure. So I think what we're going to do now is we're going to jump into the next song right away. So this song is called Girl Crush. And I waited so long for this song to come on this online karaoke site that I use. So this is my acoustic version. I hope you enjoy.
I don't.
Got a girl crush. Hate to admit it, but I got a heart rush. Ain't slowing down. I got it real bad. Want everything she has. That smiling at me. She's given you now. I wanna taste her lips. Yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long, blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush. I got a girl crush. Don't get no sleep. I don't get no peace. Thinking about her under your bed sheets. The way that she's whispering, the way that she's pulling you in. Taste her lips. Yeah, cause they taste like you. I wanna drown myself in a bottle of her perfume. I want her long, blonde hair. I want her magic touch. Yeah, cause maybe then you'd want me just as much. I got a girl crush.
All right.
Oh, that was good.
Thank you.
That song.
Thank you.
I do. Every time I hear that song, Hardy, I think of you.
Yeah, because that was the first.
I have a girl crush on you. But
are you sure, though?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, it could be. I'm a lesbian trapped in a male body. Anyhow.
Are you a male trapped in a lesbian body?
Well, that too. Because the first time I ever heard it was that song, that version that you sung just now. Not even on the radio. It was you playing that song.
Because I played it for you, because I just walk around and I do. I'm like, here, listen to this.
Yes, that's actually true.
When I listen to that song, it makes me miss my old Dodge pickup truck I had.
Oh, yeah, really?
the truck ran away and the horse died and
The
tailgate fell off the horse.
The whole thing?
Yeah. The bottom fell out of it and everything.
Oh, you are crazy. So, I think what we're going to do is we're going to actually jump into this last song that I have. And this song I'm dedicating to my grandmother because I sang this so many times for her and I miss her. It's been 5 years. So, this is for you, Grandma.
Is that your cook'em?
That's my cook'em. My baba.
Your baba.
Yeah.
Oh, too bad you
I called you up tonight and told you that I loved you. And suppose I said I want to come back home. And suppose I cried and said I think I finally learned my lesson. I'm tired of spending all my time alone. If I told you that I realized you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away. Would you tell me that you love me too? Would we cry together? Would you simply laugh at me and say, I told you so? Oh, I told you. So I told you someday you'd come crawling back, asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. Found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. If I got down on my knees and told you I was yours forever, would you get down on yours too and take my hand? Would we get that old time feeling? Would we laugh and talk for hours the way we did when our love first began? Would you tell me that you miss me too, and that you've been so lonely, and you waited for the day that I return? And we live in love forever, and then I'm your one and only. Would you say the tables finally turn? I told you so. Oh, I told you so. I told you someday you'd come crawling back, asking me to take you in. I told you so, but you had to go. Now I found somebody new, and you will never break my heart in two again. Now I found somebody new,
All right, so we're back, and again, that was dedicated to my grandma. I miss you, and that was her favorite song that I sang. Aww. Yeah.
That's sad.
It really is sad, but I hope that she was proud, because she always said that one day she's going to hear my songs on the radio. So.
Whoa, that's... she made it happen.
She made it happen.
And we got one station to thank for that.
Yeah, we do. CKUW 95.9 in Winnipeg. They are so awesome.
One of the two awesomest stations in the city, probably in the country.
I have to agree. This is the best event.
The only other ones are friends down the south end of town.
And we're here because of called Pass the Mic for Culture Days.
Mm-hmm. DIY, right?
Exactly it.
But we couldn't do it without the awesome volunteers that are totally helping us. Thank you, you rock.
Thank you very much.
As we sign a check to them.
Not many zeros on it, holy.
No. Why is there a negative in front of it? You going to do weather?
All right. Oh, yeah. So here, let me do the weather report here. So
it's horrible.
No, it's not horrible.
All the way from Toulon. Here's Hurley.
From Toulon. All right. So currently for the Forks, it is Friday, but I can't see the Friday weather on this chart for some reason. Oh, it is tonight 6 degrees and overnight 15 degrees. And that's for Saturday, because there's a chance of showers on Saturday.
It's always going to be a chance of showers this time of year. It's always going to rain.
It is. It's always going to rain, and there's always going to be construction. Those are the two main things of Winnipeg.
That's it.
Right? If you keep saying there's going to be a chance of snow, eventually it will snow.
Yes.
And then they get it right.
Then it's not construction season anymore.
But they learn how to pour concrete in the winter.
Yes, yes.
And the geese are flying south early this year.
Indicates a long and cold winter on the way.
Okay, you guys, this is depressing.
Yeah.
No, I love winter.
Oh.
Winter gives me life.
Oh,
it's so pretty.
It's beautiful.
You guys can all leave. I will take the last half hour by myself.
You can dress for winter. You can't dress for summer.
Yeah, you can.
I don't want to see the way you dress for summer. But but you can dress for winter. Layers, people, layers.
Someone has to shave his back during the summer.
Oh, it's terrible that you have to do that. Muscle shirts, shorts, and sandals. My attire for the summer.
Right, we'll get over it. Summer's gone. Winter's coming. Pumpkin spice lattes, all that stuff. Bonfires, Halloween, lots of orange.
Pumpkin spice latte. Oh, Rob's favorite.
And so is that it for the weather?
I believe that's it for the weather. And we are now going to go into Patrick's half an hour.
Right on.
Yay.
My set was, I had no idea what I was going to pick today. It was, I like every kind of music there is, aside from a couple, but it's either going to be a whole bunch of old country or psychedelic, and I figured I'd go with maritime-ish. So it's all a whole bunch of East Coast stuff, because I love it out there so much, and maritime-ish stuff. And our first song will get us on our way. It's by a new one from Alan Doyle called So Let's Go.
Watching the sand fall, get you nothing like the hands on the clock wall. Oh, I love it when you're standing up so tall, and all you are is all aglow. Here we are in our own space, and I believe in every bright smile that I've faced. Keep them coming, cause I'm feeling the same way. Turn it on and off we go. So let's go
long roads behind us, and we made it to this bright night that finds us all together. What has long been denied us could be ours to know. Oh, and I can see you moving, so let me hear it when you whisper I'm losing. And I can feel it when your heart beats the truth, and it's the only thing I know. So long, we meet and we fall tonight till tomorrow. We go and we go till we're gone. So let's go.
All right, that was Alan Doyle, great singer-songwriter from out in Newfoundland. And I almost had a chance to see him one time while on vacation out that way, but we missed him by one day. But that's okay, maybe another day.
Was that when we went to see the George Street Festival last year?
Yeah, he was playing the day after we left.
Oh, that sucks.
But
we seen some good Celtic.
Oh, yeah, a lot of Celtic. You go out that way and there's what they call kitchen parties, Cayleys, which are essentially a jam in a kitchen, and you bring whatever instrument you can play, and you just go at it and have fun, drink, eat, be merry, and play. And
have maybe a screech in or something.
Yeah, whatever.
So did you have to kiss that fish thing?
Yeah, I kissed the cod 3 times that day. One frozen, one raw, and I forgot the last one. I couldn't remember the last one.
An in-betweener.
Yeah.
Yeah, the first time was in a church, actually, an old church.
Yeah, called the Spirit of Newfoundland. The name of the church is named the Spirit of Newfoundland, right downtown St. John's.
Yeah, it was 2 o'clock in the afternoon when we started doing our screechings.
And they had screech all over the place, big bottles, small bottles, and they're all full, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't do the whole spiel that they say. I forgot how it all goes. You can look it up yourself, and it's fun.
So I think we should introduce ourselves again.
Yeah, do we want to do a physical introduction? What we each other describe each other, what we look like instead? Because we all have radio voices, but people probably think you're this big, tall, hunky guy, like 7 feet tall, and Harley is this, 3 foot tall Smurf.
And do I sound like a Smurf?
I don't know. And Jeff's like this person with like 2 heads on him or something.
It's true.
Well, you just said that, so you described all of us.
Yeah, that's pretty much me. I'm close to 3 foot.
And in my chair, there's no one here because I don't exist because I'm not on social media, so I don't actually exist. I'm just a voice over the radio.
Well, it adds mystery.
Yeah. It's like the person on that the radio DJ woman on the movie The Warriors who did that real sexy voice in the back.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite movie of all time.
Definitely a good one, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. So anyways, my name is Rob.
I'm Harley.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Pat, usually.
Hi, usually.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, usually.
You're right, okay.
Usually, to see you.
Yeah.
We are all just crazy, I think.
Yeah.
I
left my Lumfoa hat at home today, though.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you any less crazy.
No, but it just keeps it keeps them from knowing about it.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. See, now everybody knows.
Yeah, except them. They won't.
They won't. You're right.
Them don't know.
Yeah.
They don't know.
Them don't know.
But they will know about our next group of music here.
Oh, okay. Definitely.
Tell us about
actually,
it.
It's actually comedy from Newfoundland. And it's a, they do sing too, but this one CD they have is all their comedy routine. They do stand-up comedy, and it's three guys. They tour Alberta primarily because most Newfoundlanders end up working in Alberta at Fort McMoney. And unfortunately, sad but true, they have to go there because there's nowhere else for them to work. But anyhow, besides that sad part of the story, there's three guys, they do a comedy, and they're called Buddy Was His Name and the Other Fellers. And they're funny, they're just plain funny. They're a little hard to understand because they do talk pretty fast, and Newfoundlandese is a bit of a hard language to pick up. It's a strange dialect, but it's pretty good.
Keep Britain, it's just as bad.
So is Trash Kona.
Yeah, that's true. Trash Kona is kind of funny, too. The first piece, we're going to listen to, we'll do all three in a row. The first one is called, it's a combination of two. It's called the Scottish Bag Song. And the second part of it is called Flies in the Beer. It's essentially, it's three guys are in a bar, three different guys, and the fly gets in the beer, and they'll explain the rest.
Was that from the Fiddlers?
No. And the second one is called What Time Is It? By Buddy, what's his name also. It's essentially how you ask for time and what time is it and the kind of response you get out in Newfoundland. The third one's called She's Awful Bad. And it's basically describing how a bunch of Newfies would talk if they were to buy a boat off each other or any other piece of vehicular or contraption or who knows what, but probably about a boat. So let's get into the three skits here and we'll let them go. Yeah, listen close. You may have to turn your radio up a little to catch some other stuff. A little easier to hear. Unless you have headphones, then go for it.
I buy.
No, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, a few nights ago, we were down at Antigonish. Anyway, they were impressed with a joke we gave them. Why don't you tell these people that joke?
Oh, that joke. Three fellas in a bar, eh?
Yes.
Three fellas in a bar in Antigonish. Englishman, Irishman, Scotsman, all drinking beer, eh? Right? Right there. Now, flies are buzzing around. One fly lands in each beer, eh? The Englishman asks for a spoon and very daintily digs out the offending creature, putting it to one side, continues to quaff his ale in the proper manner. The Irishman looks at his beer and says, "Faith, I'm going to bloody fly me better luck." Dips in his wrist, right up the wrist, whatever's left, he down there and ordered one. Not a one. The Scotsman looks at his beer, grabs a fly by the two wings and says, "All right, you spit it out."
Very good.
I see one lady massaging her jaws.
All right, that was the Scottish Bag Song and the Flies in the Beer. As you may have figured out, the Scottish Bag Song was actually just done as that with a bag. So anyhow, our next couple here, or one anyway, will be called What Time Is It? And let's see what happens when you ask for time out in Newfoundland.
Who he was now coming back on the ferry.
The ferry is a boat, see? Used for ferrying passengers and vehicles across the Gulf, you see? We was on our way from North Sydney over to Port of Bass. There was an old man up on the bridge.
I hate my voice.
Old man up on the bridge was going. What he was trying to do, see, he was trying to time his gobby hockers.
Yes.
To see how far it was to the face of the earth. Because he knew his physics, you see. He would say, like, physics will bring something toward the face of the earth, my son, at the rate of 32 feet per second squared. Therefore, that got to be about 50 feet. And that's what he was saying, right, man?
Yes.
And he was saying to us.
That was a heavy
second
one.
And a half, old man. That got to be about 50 feet, is what he was saying.
That was a heavy one, too.
Well, you see, Ray, it don't matter how heavy they are.
Oh, I see.
Gravity will pull them all toward the face of the earth at the same rate, unless...
But the shape is important.
The shape, right, see, mate, unless it spreads out like an envelope or something.
Or a parachute.
A parachute, you know, and comes down sort of, you know, like, slowly. So he was up on the bridge, and my buddy from Toronto was there, and he said, pardon me, sir, can you tell me the time? And the old man looked up at him, and he looked at his watch, and he looked up at him again and said, no. And went back to spitting gummy huggers. 50 feet, all right, got to be about 50 feet. I see you have a watch. Why don't you tell me the time? Well, old man, it's like this. If I goes and tells you the time, well, we're going to have a coffin. Mm-hmm. No doubt we'll be standing there talking. And over to walk me missus. And she'll be talking to you, no doubt, until we docks in Port of Basque. Because she can talk, my son. She keep you going 4 or 5 hours straight, no problem. Then she'll have you home for a cup of tea. And then she'll be talking to you. And watch me daughter, sits down for a cup of tea. You meet her, sure. Won't take you long before her has her out on dates. And then it won't take very long, I suppose. 6 months will go by, and she'll come home someday, and she's going to marry you. Sure, I can't have my daughter marry no one who haven't got a watch.
What foresight, Kevin? What foresight?
Foresight. What clear thinking that man had.
All right, that was a small piece of a skit there.
We are back. Apparently, we were there for almost the whole time on that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we entertain you?
Yeah, Newfoundland humor is a little odd, a little different, but still quite funny. Where are we now? And what do we got coming up next here? What's our list here?
You're in control, Patrick.
Yeah, I know.
You should know.
Number 9. Okay. Let's go. Let's see a quick look and see what happens when a bunch of newfies get together and want to buy a boat, and they discuss how the condition this boat is in. Yes, let's take it away.
Yes. Oh, Lord Cunningham.
Oh, yeah. She's bad. She's awful bad.
Yeah, she's bad, boy.
She's gone, boy.
Gone. Yes, sir. She's not coming back, sir.
She's not coming back, boy. No, sir.
The arse has gone right clean out of her.
Yes. Yes, boy.
Yes, sir. You couldn't put the arse back in her with an AC welder.
No, boy.
No, sir.
You couldn't, could you? No, boy. No.
No, I didn't know she was going to get this bad.
No, you did not, boy, did you? No.
No, sir.
No.
Wayne.
What?
If you had asked me, you think was going to get this bad, I would have said, no, boy.
No.
No, sir.
No, boy, not at all. No.
My son, we haven't got a prayer.
No,
sir.
No, we haven't got a prayer. No, boy, we haven't. We haven't got a prayer.
No, sir. Haven't got a church to say it in. Haven't got a priest to say it in. We got nothing. No. We're worse off now than the United Church of Canada.
Yes. Yes, boy, indeed
we
are.
Same thing.
Yes, boy. Yeah.
She's bottom right out, boy. She's bottom
right out. Bottom out, my son. Needs new planks.
Yes.
But now, boys, I suppose when you look at it, I mean, she's not all that bad.
No, not really.
No, she's not all bad. You know she's not all bad.
She could be worse. She could be worse.
Indeed, she could, boy. Yes, indeed, she could be worse.
Oh, yes, indeed, she could be worse, my son.
Yes, boy, yes.
Wayne, if you had asked me, you think it'd get any worse than this, I would have said, yes, boy.
Yes, boy.
Yes.
But really, she's not that bad.
No.
I mean, you can't complain.
No.
No.
complaining. You're not complaining, are you, boy?
No, sir, I'm not complaining.
No, boy.
No, sir. No, sir.
No, no, no.
She's boy. Pretty good, really. She's pretty good, really.
Indeed, she is, boy. She's not bad at all. No,
oh,
boy.
She's good. Yes, she's good. Yes. You know she's good.
Yes, 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 boy. Yes, yes. Yes, boy. Yes, yes.
Boys, you know what I figures?
What's that?
She's perfect. She's perfect.
Perfect? Indeed, she is perfect.
She's perfect. She's perfect. You know she's perfect. Perfect, 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 perfect.
She's perfect. Perfect.
Wayne, forgive me for asking this. But what in the name of God are you talking about?
Ask Buddy.
Buddy, you know what he's talking about? You know something? This don't look too good to me.
No, boy, she's awful bad.
She's awful
she's
bad.
She's awful bad.
Good. All right, we're back.
Yay! Hey. So I hope that made you decide to purchase that boat I had for sale now.
Yeah, there you go.
It's not that bad.
Oh, no, for sure not.
No. No, but it could be worse.
Well, yeah, that's the way it works, right? It could always be worse.
Yeah. But no, it's perfect as far as I'm concerned. It'll be good. It'll get you down the water, no problem.
Oh, for sure.
Need some lobster traps on it, too.
Yes, we need some lobster. We need some cod and whatever else we can find to throw
at them. Mussels, scallops, make a good chowder.
We are so maritimes right now.
But because of the cod moratorium, we got no cod to use for catching the for bait anymore. So now we're just using craft dinner.
As long as I don't have to kiss a cod.
Kiss a cod, drink some screech.
Oh, I can do the screech, but not the cod.
Eat some cod cheeks, or is it cod lips?
Cod lips cheeks. And pickerel cheeks.
Oh,
we got the pickerel cheeks, they got the cod lips.
Yeah.
And they got the moose.
Yeah, we got the moose. On ice, sometimes. So we're still setting up for our next couple songs here. We're going to be doing a couple from Ryan's Fancy. And they're an older, much older Irish group that immigrated to the East Tulsa, more or less Nova Scotia area. And back in the early 70s, I think there's only one survivor of the trio now. But they were a big name in their time. They do traditional Irish and maritimey type stuff. And I guess when they moved here, from what I understand, they fell in love with the place. And they've been an institution out maritime. Anyway, so the first song is called Miscovered Mountains of Home. And the second one will be Farewell to Nova Scotia. So let these two go.
Maybe someday I'll go back again to Ireland. If my dear old wife would only pass away. She nearly has my heart broke with her nagging. She's got a mouth as big as Galway Bay. Her drinking 16 pints of Pabst Blue Ribbon. And then she can walk home without a sway. If the sea was beer instead of salt water, then she would live and die in Galway Bay. Drinking 15 pints at Pat Joe Murphy. And the barman says, I think it's time to go. Well, she doesn't try to speak to him in but in a language that the clergy do not know. On her back, she has tattooed a map of Ireland. And when she takes her bath on Saturday, she rubs the sunlight soap around by Colada just to watch the suds flow down by Galway Bay.
All right. Well, that wasn't quite Miscovered Mountains of Home, but that was Galway Bay by a group called Anchors Away. It's a small group out of Gromoran Park out in Newfoundland, and they actually have a boat tour, which they go out in Bond Bay.
That was a fun boat tour that we did.
And the band, it's a three-piece band, and they actually sing on the boat, and so it's a nice way to pass the time while you're out there and go for a little tour.
So, Jeff, weren't you on a boat tour or something like that?
Yes, we did that last year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
and just a fun fact for a lot of people that don't know about that Farewell to Nova Scotia song is that they had to learn it in elementary schools.
Back in the 60s?
Back in the 60s.
70s. 70s. I had to learn
before
that when
time,
I went
before my time. Before Harley's time.
Way before my time. Way.
And I'm not talking 1970, I'm talking 1870s.
Yeah, well, that makes more sense.
Well, there you go.
That's why we're the Winnipeg Time Travelers. There we got the old guy here.
Yep. We live in my youth is what we're doing when we say the Time Travelers.
So, anyone knows that Newfoundland is nicknamed the Rock, and there's a good reason because it is a big rock. That's exactly what Newfoundland is. It's a rock with moss and grass and trees growing on top and a whole bunch of people that talk kind of odd, but they probably come here and think we talk odd too.
Isn't that kind of like Flin Flon?
Yeah.
There you go.
But Flin Flon, the people are really tall. They made a statue, a really tall guy. That's really that big, tall guy. Flin the Body Flinnington.
Flin the Bunny.
Flinnigan Flanagan.
Flin Tenny Flonnington.
Flip flops. So anyhow, to end my set, we're gonna take off from Nova Scotia, and we're gonna have the song called By Ryan's Fancy, which in my opinion is the best version of the song. And it's called Farewell to Nova Scotia. And the person who wrote the song is still alive, and she's like, I think in her 80s, 90s or something like that. Look online, you'll find it. And so here's Farewell to Nova Scotia.
Yay!
Now west, and the birds were singing in every tree. All nature same and kind far caressed, but still there was no farewell to Nova Scotia, sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and bare I be. Oh, when I'm far away, or the briny ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? I have three brothers, but they are at rest, and their arms are folded across their breast. While a poor simple sailor just like me must be tossed and driven o'er the cruel North Sea. So farewell to Nova Scotia, sea-bound coast, get your mountains dark and dreary be. Oh, when I'm far away o'er the briny ocean toss, will you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me? I grieve to leave my native home, and I grieve to leave my comrades all, and my parents that I do adore, and the bonny, bonny lassie that I love so well. So farewell to Nova Scotia, sea-bound coast, it's your mountains dark and dreary deep. Oh, when I am far away o'er the briny ocean path, will you ever heave a sigh or a wish for me?
the drums do sound, while the wars do alarm, and our captain calls, you must obey. So farewell to Nova Scotia charms, for it's early in the morning, I am down far away. So farewell to Nova Scotia, a sea-bound coast, let your mountains dark and dreary be. Oh, when I'm far away, o'er the briny ocean path, will you ever heave a sigh? Will you ever heave a sigh? Will you ever heave a sigh? Or a wish for me?
And we're back again.
We're back in town here. Here we are. Yeah, so like I said, that was, in my opinion, is the probably the better version of that song. There's lots of covers of it. But let's go around the table and hear from everybody else for a quick second, do some of our outros, and say anything we want to say now.
All right, so I am just going to reintroduce us. So we are the Winnipeg Time Travelers, and we provide historic costume social events in the Winnipeg vicinity, which reflect the most enjoyable aspects of past eras. Do you love to dress Victorian? Yes. Does the Flapper or Regency era appeal to you more? How about 19th century fine ladies and gents?
Yes, or, it does.
Or even pirates, right?
Or both.
Or all of it at once. How about letting your imagination come to life with some steampunk? Time Travelers covers a wide range of eras. You can visit our website at www.winnipegtimetravelers.webs.com, and I'm sorry, that's www.wpgtimetravelers.webs.com. Or you can shoot us an email at wpgtimetravelers@gmail.com. And again, I'm Harley.
I'm Rob.
I'm Jeff.
I'm just over here.
So, also, too, Harley, I just want to say that if anybody has an event coming up that they think that we would be interested in, send us a message.
Yeah, you can send it to that email. You can visit us at our website, or you can find us on Facebook.
Yeah, we got our group up there.
Oh, awesome. So I just want to take a couple moments to just give a few shout-outs. I want to thank our listeners that have listened to us for, like, 4 years now.
4 years running.
4 years running. I want to thank my mom. Thanks, Mom. You always listen.
Thanks, Harley's mom.
Thanks, Janice.
And a thank you to Amanda, and a thank you to Gabriel in California, all the way in California.
This sounds like a romper room thing.
Oh, I know. And a thank you to Brittany in Virginia, and just everybody in Winnipeg, Laurel, Christine.
Mom, Pa.
Everybody that's been sending us messages via Facebook or text messages.
Everybody in the hood. I want to say yes. A shout out to my good buddy Michael Redhead Champagne.
Oh. There you go.
Oh, meet me at the bell tower.
Yeah, they're at the bell tower tonight. They probably just finished up, but he's on here radio on Mondays here too.
The North End MC.
Yeah.
And I'm also going to give a super awesome 1500th thank you to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba. It's the University of Winnipeg radio station. And Ugana, I want to say thank you. Yay! Ugana, you and rock
also, and also Rob
and also Rob
hour. And I'd like to say thank you to Jeff for the first
met,
half
met
hour
the Rob out there.
You know what, I'll thank myself because no.
And I'd like to say thank you to Patrick. I'd like to thank Harley. I'd like to thank Jeff for being here. You guys,
I want to thank that pen on the table over there.
Well, it did a lot of writing for us.
Yeah. It did.
But these guys are just awesome. And again, this is for Culture Days, and this is the DIY Pass the Mic Radio, and we owe everything to the volunteers.
And also want to say, if there's any, encourage anybody else who wants to sign up for this, to, come out and sign up for this event this evening, next year, or whenever. It is fun, and you just go on the website here, ckw.ca, and just sign up and pick a time slot, and they'll see if they can fit all of us in, because we're going to be back next year.
Of and course
like,
we are.
Like to see some
yes,
other faces
will.
Here, too.
No, we'll be here.
All right.
All right, I think that's it there, Ugana.
Yeah, I think we'll pass it on to Yagana, and away we go.
You have been listening. You have been listening to a special edition of the DIY DJ. Stay tuned. You're listening to CKW 95.9 FM.